seated. So, you may be interested, just now I know a lot of you have great jobs, you plan on staying in these jobs until retirement, and you know, your future, you kind of see how things are going to play out for you in the future as far as your particular chosen job and work. But just in case you are looking in the future for some new jobs, some possibilities, some things that may come in the coming years, I wanted to tell you, thank you, Business Week, about some of the new occupations that we may see in the next 20 years or so. Because some of these, some of you are young enough that that may still apply to you. And so I wanted to share some of those with you. Like, for instance, how about being a commercial space pilot? Now, that one I want. That would be cool. That would be cool. Commercial space pilot. Evidently, in the coming years, that may be a possibility. Now, this one is interesting. And what about an extinct species revivalist? Now, just in case you're wondering what in the world is this, today we actually have the possibility, and it will continue to grow, of taking those species that are extinct and somehow reintegrating them into our natural environments. Yeah, what could possibly go wrong, right? Have these people not seen the movies? I'm just saying. I mean, haven't we lived this, you know? Or maybe you could be an organ or body part creator. Yeah, there obviously are long waiting lists for organ transplants, but the hope is, seriously, that you can combine 3D printing and stem cell research to actually grow organs on demand. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Now, or maybe you want to be, now this, every child grows up thinking, if I could only be a landfill worm operator. Seriously, robotic earthworms that eat our trash. Good news, you don't have to sort your trash anymore. The robotic earthworms are going to eat it. Or 3D food, printed food engineer. So instead of growing our food, we might print it. This one's creepy, mind transfer specialist, where you transfer parts of your brain into a computer chip. No, thank you. Although I do need more memory. But no, not doing that, not doing that. Digital rehabilitation counselor. This is going to be a big one. This helps you recover from your addiction to Facebook. Yeah, yeah. Detox from social media and overconsumption of digital inputs. I don't know if any of these will actually come to being, but it is interesting to know some of the things that you even see today. For instance, did you know that there is a real job today that is called an influencer? How many of you have heard of an influencer, of a job that's actually, these people make $100,000+ a year. Can you imagine? Now, here's what an influencer does. An influencer is an individual who has the power to affect purchase decisions of others because of their authority, knowledge, or relationship with their audience. And by influencing people to buy certain things, they are paid by the people who produce those things upwards of 100,000 euro a year. That's crazy. All you have to do is convince people that your opinion is actually worth something, and then use your influence, your opinion, to convince people that purchasing that particular item will make their lives better or happier. Not sure. Now, you may not be shocked by this, but the place in which this is done is over social media. So if you were influenced for too long, then you need the social media detox person to come in and wean you away from the influencers. An interesting world we live in, isn't it? When we're influenced, these people, the influencers, those who earn so much money, never actually have contact with most of the people that they influence to buy certain things. And yet we are influenced. All of us have some tendency to be influenced by those who, for one reason or another, are marketing to us. You know, I'd like to turn, I feel like this world has in many ways taken what should be and turned it on its head. And I'd like for us to talk today about turning it back. Because here's the thing, I think that every single person in this room has been called to be an influencer. But not because you spend all your time on social media, but rather because of how we invest in people. What we share with people and how we share. The result of our influence should not be that people are looking to buy something, but rather that they come to understand that having a relationship with Jesus Christ gives us the ability to live life as it was designed to be lived. Ultimately, it's not about how many followers we have on our Facebook page, but rather how we're pointing people to be followers of Christ. So today, we're in this series where we're talking about I'm all in. And you heard it even in the first song that we sang today. I'm in. I want to be a part. I want to see how God uses me as a part of this body. And what I want us to talk about today is in this next to the last sermon in this series is I'm influential. And the truth of the matter is if we were to take a survey and talk about how much influence do you think you have, most of us would say, well, you know, I barely can get my kids to do what they are supposed to do. Influence, I have no influence. I have very little influence around, you know, outside of perhaps my work or maybe my family, although that's a question mark. I have very little influence. But the truth of the matter is that all of us have much more influence than we realize. All of us have much more opportunity in order to share what makes life worthwhile for us. And so I want to redefine, I want to take that definition of an influencer and I want to change it. I want us to look at a totally different definition, but it's really just going back to the way that God designed. It's really just taking us back to where we should be. I want to say that an influencer is an individual who has the ability to help people experience the transforming power and purpose of God in their lives because of their humility in living out their faith and their willingness to share life with others. You know, I use the example of Johnny Erickson. What an amazing thing to be able to paint something like that with your mouth. Incredible. You would never think that someone who is incapacitated, can't move anything except literally her head, would be able to produce something like that. How often do we discount our ability to make a difference because we simply say, it's impossible? I can't do it. And you know what? I want to say, you're right. Thank goodness it doesn't depend on you, but it depends on God. So how can we be that kind of influencer? I want us to look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Well-known verses, but I want us to look at it from a little bit different perspective. These verses begin with, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Now, most of us have heard sermons on these verses before. They're incredible verses. This whole passage, this sermon that Jesus is preaching, and we take this out of that sermon. These verses are incredible, and there are wonderful principles in these very few verses, just in this section that we could take, and we need to understand them. And most of us have heard those sermons, and we've talked about it. We've seen the images being taken and understood, and how we interact with the world around us, and the fact that salt, for instance, preserves, that salt flavors, that salt has this interaction with the world, and that we as his followers should give people a taste of the kingdom of God when they are in relationship with us. The fact that as light, we are a living demonstration of the transformational power of God. That we are to put, not hide that light that is within us, but rather we are to put it into a place in which it shines into the places that God has put us. Now, most of us have heard those sermons, and they're important, and we need to understand that. There's so much. We've talked in other sermons about how salt loses its flavor. By the way, the only way that salt ever loses its flavor is if it's diluted. Salt itself never loses its flavor. It doesn't become unsalty. There is no expiration date on salt. So you can save going back home and checking, is it still in date? There is no expiration date on salt. The only way that salt becomes, has less flavor, is when it is diluted. Impurities in that salt. So there's so much in these verses that we could explore. But what I want us to do is I want us to look at these verses and ask ourselves, what does this have to do with being an influencer? What does this have to do with our influence? With the way in which we interact with the world around us? How does this help us? How do these verses help us in learning how to be influencers? And the first thing I want us to see is that every place salt touches, it changes. Every place salt touches, it changes over time. Now, sometimes that's in combination with water. For instance, did you know there's such a thing as salt etching, where metal is etched using salt, water, and electricity? But the salt actually changes. In fact, if you put salt on metal, it has a corrosive effect to it. It will eat into that metal. Salt changes what it touches, whether or not, just if you want to test this out, at lunch today, go and take your food and first eat a couple of bites just as it is, and then put a little salt on it, and then taste it again. You'll see there's already a change. Put a little more salt on it, and then see how much it changed. Keep doing that until you can't eat. No, don't do that. But salt changes. There is actually a chemical reaction whenever salt comes into contact with biological matter. But even inert matter, salt changes. Now, sometimes it's not instantaneous. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it has to sit there. It has to be in close contact, direct contact with the object that you're trying to impact. The salt has to remain in contact with it over a longer period of time. You know, sometimes we have the idea that as influencers, we just come into a situation, we say, well, you know, Jesus is the answer. Say, all right, God, did my part. Turn around and walk off. Here's the truth. Being an influencer is not just coming and giving a speech. It's not just a short-term thing. It is investing and placing our lives next to other lives and leaving it there. It's being in relationship over a long period of time, of being willing to invest in people and truly be in friendship with them. Now, we're not talking about social platform, you know, and that's the big difference between what we're talking about in terms of being a Christian influencer, being an influencer for the kingdom, and being an influencer when we hear that word being used on the news or in the media, because in the media, the platform that is used is social media. It is simply being there, but there's a distance between you and the influencer. There is this space between, and the only thing you can do is you look at that person and you think, they have something I want. That's the whole mechanism behind the idea of an influencer, is this person has something I want. They are happy, we tell ourselves. They are satisfied. They are beautiful. They have it together. But the truth of the matter is because of the space between us and them, we have no idea whether or not that's true. It's all a picture. And the influencers that make this 100,000 euro a year may very well not have it all together. It may all be smoke and mirrors when it comes to appearances. None of that may be true, and yet we buy it because we want it to be true, and we want to look like that. We want to have a life like that. We want all of that to be true of us. That's why it's dangerous whenever we say we want to be salt and we want to be influencers that are in contact with people for the long haul, because they know. They know. They know whether or not it's true. What we say is really true for our lives. They know whether or not things are as they appear to be. They know about our lives. And that's why these influencers always use social media, is because there's no threat. There's no risk of being found out for being a phony. But God calls us to touch lives, to be in contact. But here's the truth. We have no idea how one conversation, one word of encouragement, one expression of love might change somebody's life. And you've invested in someone over a period of time, and suddenly you just think, I need to tell this person this. And you encourage them, or you tell them something. You talk to them about something. They finally open up because you've been living life on life with them for a long period of time. And they open up and they share something with you. And that one conversation changes the course of their life. It doesn't change the shirt they're wearing or something that they buy. It changes their life. Now, we do that in two ways. We do that here with one another. And we talk about that we're family, and the truth of the matter is family lives together, right? We live life on life. And over time, we've seen each other in the good times and in the bad times. Now, I want to tell some of you, I want to tell us all something, and I mean this in love. I really do. But some of us feel like we need to check out whenever things are not going well. That whenever things are going badly, whenever life gets tough, whenever we've stumbled and fallen, whenever we're having issues, we feel like that's when we should back off and we should just separate ourselves. That's the social media effect. Because we don't want to show that things are tough. We don't want to show that we're hurting. We don't want to show that things are not as nice as what we want to project to everyone else. Here's the truth. The only chance for real life on life influence is when we are here when it's good and here when it's bad. There may be somebody, the one conversation, that one word of encouragement may come at your deepest time. And it may be for you, but it also may be for the other person. That you say in that moment, that's the moment that you say, and yet I will trust God. This is not about being an influencer for the kingdom. It's not about separating ourselves like they do on social media and just projecting the good. It is about real life on life. And you never know how much of a difference you can make regardless of what you're going through. And perhaps even more so in the hard times. But it's not just that. Not only is it in here, but it's outside. Do you remember when Shree shared his testimony? Most of you remember that. Shree's up in the sound booth. But most of you, or some of you may remember when, have been here whenever Shree shared his testimony. And Shree shared that a young teenage girl kept inviting him to church. Kept on. And she just wouldn't let it go. And it's like, every time, oh, there's that girl again, walk off the other way. And she just, you know, she didn't know enough to stop. She just kept inviting him to church. Now, Shree came from a different religious background. He didn't even come from a Christian background. And this girl just kept saying, you need to come to church with me. You need to come to church with me. And one day, Shree went to church. And on that first Sunday that Shree went to church, he became a follower of Christ. And today, he's sitting up running our sound. Praise God. Touch. Being in contact, close contact with someone. Doesn't always happen quickly. Sometimes it's that long exposure. But you never know. You never know when that invitation, come join me at church, that the person may come and God may work in that very first Sunday, just like with Shree. You never know. But being salt simply means that we allow that which is who we are in Christ to rub up against who other people are and then see what God does. It simply means living out our nature. The nature of salt is to change that which it comes into contact with. Now, maybe you feel like you don't have your life together enough to influence someone in the way they need to be influenced. And it comes back to this idea about what if the salt loses its saltiness. Now, there's a super easy test for us to take to see if that might be a problem. And it really is helpful, I think, with this passage in Matthew as well. So here's the test. If you are worried about your ability to influence, your ability to be salt and light, is it A, because of something that you've done in your past? Perhaps even in the presence of the person you're worried about being around a particular person and living as a follower of Christ in front of them because you know what you've done in the past, maybe even with that person. And you know that they know. And now you claim to be a Christian, you claim to be a follower of Christ, and you're worried about what you have done in the past. If that's the case, I have amazing news for you. God's grace and forgiveness is powerful enough for you. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Now, we may have to have the courage to say, I know I've fallen short. I know I haven't always lived this way, but here's what's important to me. If that's what you're afraid of, if that's your fear as being an influencer, God is not looking for people who have it all together. He is looking for people who bring their past to Him and move forward as transformed, imperfect people who will over and over again have to say, I'm sorry, but who live as salt. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to trust God to use you in spite of your imperfection. Now, on the other hand, if you're worried about trying to influence people for Christ because it might hinder your ability to sin in the future, you know, some of us are like that. We're like, well, I'm not sure I want to tell that person about Christ because I really want to live differently than I know I should. perhaps even in connection with that person. And if your fear is that your ability to live as an influencer, that if you live in that way, that it will limit your ability to then live the way you want to live, then let me just share with you this passage in Matthew, that was written for you. That's what it means. That is the definition of the salt losing its flavor, is that we plan to sin. We are forgiven by Christ, and yet we plan to sin. We plan, and so we limit what we say because we don't want to limit our ability to live like we want to live. We have no intention of living transformed lives. We want to live like we want to, and we're afraid that living in a way in which we're influencing and we share about Christ will limit our ability to do what we want to do. Here's the truth. Where God redeems, He transforms. Always. Every single time. Second thing, where light shines, things grow. Where light shines, things grow. And we talk about getting rid of the darkness and all that's true and amazing things, but here's the truth. As far as being an influencer, where light shines, things grow. Now, I want us in a second here to look at a video, and I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm trying to say with this. I'm not trying to say that things explode into the biggest of things. They start small. They start small. But sometimes they grow big. Now, this seems to be my week for using professional athletes, and that's not really my thing. But this video happens to come from someone who is a professional athlete. And, you know, when you have a spotlight shine on you, it sure means that people will see both the good and the bad. And some of us, we struggle with that. And so it's never an attempt, and this is not my attempt, to lift someone up, but to simply say, when the light shines, things grow. Watch the video. Down. Stop the video. Yeah. Yeah, go back because we have to have sound. There we go. Let's try it. Oop. Okay.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
Every Heartland farm town fence post some. Every West Coast big break queen. All your high rise skyline concrete kids. Every zip code in between. Grab your first time front porch pounding hard and gas up your Chevrolet. Cause the sun's half gone and it won't be long till we make our getaway.
Soy alegría y corazón, soy maestro de fe y amor. Enseñamos a creer y enseñamos a soñar. Hoy es tiempo de reír también, hoy es tiempo de bailar. Deseamos hoy creer y por eso déjanos volar.
This is our time, our night.
Favorite pair of denim, patch
greased up knees and faded blue. Fold 220s in your pocket.
Me siento como un hombre. Yo soñé con este día.
Send it out across the world.
This is our
tear people apart, and tonight is the night that brings people together, because every single person is important. We're all loved, we're all created in God's image, and there is a reason and a purpose for our lives. And so it's my honor, without any further ado, to crown every single one of you as the king or the queen of the prom.
One of the best nights of my life. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So night to shine.
An event planned for those who normally get overlooked. By the way, it was this weekend. This is from last year, but it was this weekend. And they had about a third more churches involved. But you know, here's the thing. The important thing really isn't the big event, the time like that. It's the fact that somewhere, sometime, there was the first one. At some point, Tim Tebow, the person who sponsors this, encountered someone and was simply the light. You and I look at that and we think, well, that's an amazing thing, and it's amazing to put on that kind of event. But here's the truth. It starts with one. It starts with being the light to that one person that's in your life already, that God has already put you there to be light. And where there is light, something grows. When we live as the light, something grows. It always starts with just one. Whether or not it's in being salt, or whether or not it's being light. It's in our nature. That's how God has created us. So this week, I want to challenge you. This week, be salt, be light, be an influencer for the kingdom. Maybe it's by simply listening to someone who is hurting and offering to pray for them. Maybe it's that invitation one more time, because you don't know if that might be the time that they'll come with you to church. Text someone a Bible verse, or post a sermon clip on Instagram or on your Facebook page. Give to someone who's in need. Notice the person who everybody else overlooks, because you never know whether or not that one conversation That one word of encouragement, that one expression of love might change a life. Would you pray with me? Father, we know there is nothing that we have in us that can change anyone's life. There is nothing inherently that we have to offer that will impact someone's life for all eternity. But we know that wherever we go as salt and light, you go with us. And that you can change anyone. There is no one too far, too small, too great, that you can't change their lives. Father, help us to live as influencers for your kingdom. We pray this in your name. Amen.